T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Tom Ackerman, Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. It's a track in Madison, Illinois, but it is St. Louis's track, just 5 minutes from the Arch on August 24th, and really the entire weekend, the 22nd through the 24th. The track is planning numerous events to promote the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 and IndyCar race, but there's much more. And Chris Blair, the GM of Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, will be with us. We'll also hear from Chuck Wallace, the general manager of Bomarito Automotive Group, Jay Fry, the president of IndyCar and a former Missouri Tiger and Anheuser-Busch employee as well, will be with us. I'm Tom Ackerman in this edition of KMOX Profiles.
Welcome to Profiles. From entertainers to athletes, political leaders to entrepreneurs, Profiles gives you an insight into what has made these unique personalities who and what they are today. Now, Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
And first up, it is Chris Blair, the GM over at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. And Chris, I know it's a busy time. You not only have IndyCar coming up next weekend, August 24th, but a NASCAR K&N race on the same day. NASCAR and IndyCar intertwining on a Saturday at Gateway.
Yeah, you know, last year we had them on the same weekend, but we had the NASCAR guys on Friday and the IndyCar on Saturday. This year, we're trying something a little different. We're doing them both on the same day. So the NASCAR K&N race was started around 4:30, and then the Bomarito race, the pre-race, kicks off at 7 o'clock. So we're doing this. It's kind of a test. Jay Fry, the president of IndyCar, and I talked about this about a year ago, and he said, hey, let's go for it and see how it works. And you never know, this might be signs of things to come. And Jay's been one of the main advocates for IndyCar and NASCAR working together on the same weekends to create these super weekends. And so this is kind of a test run. So it's good that we're kind of on the ground floor and being one of the pilot tracks for that.
You are the only racetrack in the country that has NHRA, NASCAR, and IndyCar. That is something, and something to hang your hat on. What does NASCAR think of us, Chris?
I tell you what, they're really excited about us now. Earlier this year, it was the week of the Game 6 Western Conference Finals. Steve Phelps, president of NASCAR, came to town and attended the game with us, and he had a fantastic time. He was really excited to see how enthusiastic everyone is here in St. Louis. You know, the bad news was he's also a Boston fan, so he probably doesn't like us as much as after that. But he was really impressed with what he saw here, and you know, the reception that he received while he was in town. And then, you know, on top of that, it's just that he sees the good crowd that NHRA brings and the great crowd that IndyCar brings. And he likes the fact that we're willing to try a lot of new and exciting things. And that's one thing that kind of sets us apart from everybody else. And he's a genuinely a good guy who cares about the sport. I think he recognizes that Curtis is also. And you know, we every day that we wake up, our goal is to try to get a NASCAR Cup race here in this town. And he recognizes that we're working hard to try to get there.
The NASCAR K&N Pro Series. Tell us about that. What people can expect to see.
Well, I'm excited about that one because if you take a look at the drivers who are currently the real rock stars in NASCAR Cup racing and even in the Truck Series now, or in the Xfinity Series, they all had to come through the K&N Series. And, so everybody from Kevin Harvick all the way down to, you know, Bubba Wallace, Kyle Larson, all those drivers, they had to go through that series. And this year it's pretty exciting because we have a young lady by the name of Haley Deegan. She just turned 18 years old. Her dad is Brian Deegan, the motocross racer, and she's winning some races, and she's not afraid to use her front bumper to move people out of the way. And, there's some good points races coming into our race through that series, and Haley is going to be one that we're going to be showcasing because she is probably the best female racer to come along in probably in my lifetime based on what I'm seeing so far. And we're excited to see her here because we know that she's destined for greatness. So there's going to be some good things going on there. There's a lot of good drivers, Derek Krause, several others in that series that are going to be future superstars. And they all know that they're under the microscope. So when they're out there racing, they're beating and banging because every win counts. And this being a East-West championship battle, it's pretty important to them. So I think we're going to see some really good racing on that side.
Very cool. That's the NASCAR K&N Pro Series on Saturday, August 24th, qualifying at 12:30, and the race will be at 4:35. You have three races in one day. You have that. You have the Indy Lights race, which is a 75-lap race just before the NASCAR K&N Pro Series, and then the showcase. The IndyCar Series, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, is going to be at 7 o'clock on a Saturday night at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. What a scene, what a spectacle that will be, Chris.
Well, one thing I'm looking forward to right now is it seems like we've got an early fall rolling in. So one of the big questions that I get from people, they ask me, is it going to be hot? Is it going to be cold? Is it going to be wet? And I can answer them, yes, it is, because that's St. Louis in August. But the forecast that we have coming up is looking really, really good. And that's one of the things, you and I were talking the other day about how perfect it was that first race, and you were there in the grandstands, and just the perfect evening.
Yep.
And based on the forecast that I'm talking to a lot of the different weather companies that I'm working with, they say we're going to have a great race week. The forecast looks great for the next 10 days and continuing on all the way through the month. So I'm selling the weather right now. I want people to get out and have a great Saturday night at the racetrack.
Yeah, that was 2 years ago when you brought IndyCar back, and I'm standing there in the grandstands with the fans. I got a beer in my hand. Over my left shoulder is the arch. And down on the track, here they come around turn four, and they hit the gas to rip through that start line and get things going with the green flag. It was a very cool, I thought there's no place I'd rather be right now than at this St. Louis track. And you'll have qualifying on Friday, August 23rd, and then the race the night of the 24th and all of the things happening in between. Qualifying is also a lot of fun, and you'll open the parking lots at 10 o'clock on Friday morning to get people at a good spot.
Yeah, we encourage people to come in and walk around. The drivers are very, very accessible. We're going to be having driver autograph sessions both days. For every series that's participating will be involved. And so that's one of the great things about the drivers that participate in the IndyCar Series and the K&N Series is they want to meet the fans. You get access to them right up until the race starts. And that's one of the things we encourage people to come out on Friday because everybody's really laid back on Friday and you get a chance to talk to the crews and just see everything that goes into the race. So it's a couple of really fun days, and we have a lot of things going on, and that's one of the things I try to tell everybody. It's not just the race. We have music. We have the food trucks that come in with a rumble before the roar, the autograph session. And then when we start with our show, I have airplanes doing flyovers. I have skydivers. I do pyro. I try to give everybody the full experience, and that's one of the things. We try to do something that everybody will enjoy. There'll be something for everybody if you come out and check out the race.
That's great. You have an incredible venue, really. In fact, throughout the year, you have events going on. I know that last year, the Christmas lights at that track were spectacular. A lot of people were talking about that. You have shows, you have racing, you have all kinds of things going on there. The 365 days a year, I'm sure you're thinking about what's next.
Yeah, it's one of those things. When this thing wakes up every morning, it's hungry, and we have to feed it. So it takes a whole lot of money to feed into that thing to keep it happy, And this week coming up, we have a Formula Drift on our newly expanded road course. We took a road course from a 1.6-mile to a 2-mile track, and Formula Drift's going to be the first ones to break it in. And we're very excited about it. They put on a good show last year with a different track design, and this time around, I think there's going to be probably one of the best drift shows ever in the United States with this course that was specifically designed not only to meet their needs, but to meet the needs of our local racers that like to race in the road course.
It's Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. It's no longer called Gateway Motorsports Park. It's Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. I've been calling it that as they made that announcement in April. And what is the significance there? Why did Worldwide Technology and David Stewart get so involved with you?
Dave is truly a car guy. He really loves cars. He came out last year and was the Grand Marshal at our race, and he just absolutely loved the experience. He really hit it off with Curtis Francois, our track owner. So the two of them became friends and have been working through this. And Dave sees this as an opportunity for Worldwide to take a lot of the things they're doing in the fan engagement and the fan experience areas, and he's going to apply it to what we're doing at our racetrack. So his goal is to help us become the most modern motorsports venue anywhere. And we've been working with some of his team. I took a group to Daytona a few weeks ago, and they were taking a look at behind the scenes of what Daytona and NASCAR are doing. And as the world is evolving into 5G, they want to show different things and how their products can work and the solutions that they offer. And having an entertainment venue is a perfect example for that. So they can do a lot of demonstrations as well as STEM education. Dave sees that as a good opportunity where we could have a classroom at the racetrack promoting STEM and the different things in technology and in automotive.
More of Profiles coming up on KMOX. Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Back on KMOX Profiles, I'm Tom Ackerman with the General Manager of Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway, getting ready for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 on August 24th. Chris Blair is with us. And Chris, I was looking at the forecast, the long-range forecast, which I know you have as well, and I'm going to keep my fingers crossed, but that looks pretty good to me. It looks to me like you're going to have highs in the mid-80s during the day and lows in the upper 60s at night. That works.
Well, that's one of the things we've been pushing. We've been hoping for Chamber of Commerce weather, and maybe we got it for this one. You know, we had a really rough spring. We were on a streak where every big event we have is getting impacted by rain, including our NASCAR truck race back in June, and even last year's extended all the way back into last year. So the weather gods are hopefully going to look down upon us and take care of us this time around. You know, because we really hope so, because we're owed a couple, I believe. So, you know, a couple years ago, we couldn't have asked for better weather. It sounds a lot like the forecast from that first year. You know, last year we had a little bit of rain, a little bit of heat, but I think we're shaping up to have a really, really good event weekend from what they're telling me.
So that event weekend starts with an August 22nd racing night at Busch Stadium and a free IndyCar NASCAR Fan Fest. I also see on there that you have a cool-looking bobblehead of Harrison Bader with his hair flowing behind him in an Indy car. And it sounds like Bader is trying to get himself back there because the kid bashed a couple of home runs for Memphis, Chris Blair.
I tell you, that was one of the things when I heard that he had been sent down, I was like, oh, man, this can't happen. But yeah, I even had people say, hey, can we change it? Is there anything we can do? But no, they make these things several months in advance. But no, he's coming around. I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be great. You know, he came out to the racetrack last year, did a photo op because he was stealing so many bases. And he came out there during our drag race. And that's where this all kind of came about, you know, the whole concept of speed. We have speed. He has speed. And, you know, hopefully things will turn around where maybe that's the night he returns. It would be great if it could all come together that way.
That'd be cool. You're playing the Rockies that night at 6:45. So you're going to have a free fan fest. Let's talk about that. So the IndyCar Series, Indy Lights, Indy Pro 2000, NASCAR K&N Pro Series, East and West drivers will all be at Ballpark Village across the street from Busch Stadium. You'll have cars there. You'll have activities, prizes. It's a fan fest from 4:30 to 6:30 on Thursday the 22nd. That sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then from there, Joseph Newgarden's going to go over and throw out the first pitch. I told him about the opportunity back in May at Indy, and he said, don't offer it to anybody else. I want to throw out the first pitch. So he was the winner of our first race, and he's an IndyCar champion. So he's really excited about that. And a lot of the drivers are going to the game. I've been getting tons of messages from fans all over that are excited that the Cardinals are in town again this year, because people love coming into town, going to a Cardinals game, and then going to a race over at Worldwide Technology Raceway. And you know, even this past weekend, a little bit of Formula Drift group, we know for sure over 200 of the participants that were here for the Formula Drift event went to the game on Friday night, as far as crew members and things like that were going. So, you know, it all plays out. You know, it's a good example of this town working together where we can showcase everything that we have, whether it's the Ballpark Village, it's the baseball games, it's the Blues, it's us. You know, it just makes coming to St. Louis something special. And that's one of the things that whenever there's a Cardinals game in one of our races, it just works well. A lot of people think you would want the Cardinals to be out of town. No, we want them in town, because for us, it just adds to that experience.
That's right. The racing night at Busch Stadium is part of the annual St. Louis Speed Festival. It includes a golf tournament, a charity karting event, championship bicycle races held during the week, Bomarito Automotive Group 500, which can be found on social media with the hashtag Bomarito500. There are a lot of ways to get tickets, but gosh, you put a lot of events together all in one. You're cramming in a lot of things, and that's good. This is what it's supposed to be. It's not just a race, it's a showcase.
Well, and that's one of the things, too. We're trying to find more events that we can do around town. So we're even going to have a Cars and Coffee event the week before out at Westport Plaza. And you know, we didn't want everything to be central to just having to come to the racetrack. You know, we have a bicycle race that kicks off next Sunday at the track, but we want to try to go to other areas of the community and find as many different things as we can be involved with that would fall under the Speed Fest umbrella, just so that the entire community rallies around the event. And this kind of comes about from, I grew up in Kentucky, so the Derby Festival is one of the biggest things of the year in the state of Kentucky. And then seeing what goes on at Indy with the 500 Festival, we're wanting to try to launch something just like that here in St. Louis so that everybody can kind of get a taste of what's going on when the racing comes to town. And just another way, again, for all the folks who are trying to fill hotel rooms and restaurants and to get people to travel here from other areas, it just shows there's more to do in St. Louis.
Yeah, I went to Indiana University, and when I visit with my friends, when they come into town or I talk to them on the phone, and we always talk basketball, but you know this as well as I do, people in Indiana love racing, and they love, in particular, IndyCar racing, and they're starting to have a lot of questions about your track. They want to know about it. They want to know how big it is, how many people can get in there, where it is, what the parking is. You're starting to create a bit of a buzz in Indianapolis and the surrounding area, I have to say, Chris Blair.
Yeah, that's one of the things that we were looking at, too, when we first started with this. And Jay Fry, who's the president of IndyCar, who used to live in St. Louis, he's a Mizzou alumni, he realized the convenience of, 3 hours and 15 minutes down the road. We would try to structure the race so that if somebody did want to just come in that day and then drive home that night, they could, or if people wanted to make a weekend out of it. He's been very supportive in everything that we're doing. And part of our outreach and our promotion is we're really heavy on promotion in the state of Indiana as well as Northern Illinois and the outlying markets because we're trying to draw people in here. And those IndyCar fans, I mean, they're diehards. And the great thing about our date is it's far enough away from the Indy 500. So this year in our promotions that I did at Indy, we focused on kick off your summer at the Indy 500, wrap up your summer at the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. So we're trying to get everybody to be thinking about going to the races more than just once a year, and we're the perfect tie into that.
IndyCar and NASCAR are totally different for those who have not stepped foot into the racing world. The sound is different. The speed is different. The drivers are different. It's amazing, isn't it?
It is, and that's one of the great things about it. With this event this year, we're trying to see, we're kind of tipping our toes in the water a little bit by having the NASCAR K&N series leading into an IndyCar race. I think that this is the first time we've ever had a NASCAR and a IndyCar race on the same day. We've had them, and other tracks have had them. One would go one night and one would go the next night, but we're doing them both on the same day just to see what it's all about and to really kind of open the eyes of some fans that the IndyCar fans may look down on NASCAR, and NASCAR fans may look down on IndyCar. We're trying to, bring everybody together and harmony, motorsports harmony. We just want to get everybody to, if you love racing, you can love the other stuff, too, we think it's going to be a great showcase. And, with that, too, we're also bringing in the old IndyCars. There's a lot of folks from the Indiana area, too, that they want to see the vintage stuff. And so we even have an old turbine car from the 60s. We've got a car from the 1930s. A lot of McLarens from the late 70s and 80s. So there's a great showcase of a little bit of everything. It truly is a festival of speed on race day.
Worldwide Technology Raceway, the recipient of the 2017 Outstanding Facility of the Year Award from the Racetrack Business Conference and the 2017 Spirit of St. Louis Award from St. Louis Attractions Association. St. Louis Attraction. That's what it is, and it's right there in the shadow of the arch, and it is exciting to know that it's the only track in the country with IndyCar, NASCAR, and NHRA, and you have an NHRA event at the end of September, which we'll be talking about soon. But August 23rd and 24th, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 IndyCar in St. Louis that weekend. Qualifying is Friday, the race is Saturday, and you heard about the Fan Fest on Thursday at Busch Stadium, and the NASCAR K&N race is part of that weekend as well. There's a lot to look at for one weekend, and it's WWTRaceway.com. My understanding, Chris, is that tickets start at $35, but also you have kids 15 and under free. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true, and that's one of the things that we wanted to really emphasize is Curtis, he said one of his fondest memories he had Curtis Francois, the owner of the track, he said, was when his dad took him over to the racetrack, the old racetrack, years ago to see Evel Knievel jump. And he said it was a memory that was made that has lasted a lifetime for him. So one of the things we focus on is bringing your kids to the races so you can make those memories that, you know, may impact their lives forever. So we're, you know, 15 and under are free. We're going to have a huge STEM exhibition. We're going to have STEM Alley working with Worldwide to bring in a lot of exhibits. So there's going to be a lot of educational pieces, too, for the kids to check out.
I miss my dad a lot, and there are some pictures of the two of us. I'll tweet one to you here pretty soon. The picture of us in a car together at the track before it became this awesome facility that it is. It was called St. Louis International Speedway back in the day. I'll send that out too. But you're right. I mean, that's the connection that I had with my dad to this day is our racing. Love for racing together. Chris, I cannot wait for this. It's going to be a blast, and it's coming up soon. We're less than 2 weeks away. I know you're going to throw an amazing event, and it's brought to you by Illinois South Tourism, and we are fired up for the Worldwide Technology Raceways event at Gateway, the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. Have a great week.
All right. Anytime you want to call me and give me a good weather report, please do, okay? You made my day.
I will. And on Total Information AM, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. We'll try to go out as far as we can.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
More of Profiles coming up on KMOX. Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you on KMOX. Great to be joined by Chuck Wallace, the general manager of Bomarito Automotive Group. Let me first say this. The CBC alumni golf tournament that Bomarito was involved in at Whitmore was awesome. Great tournament. I played in it on Monday with a lot of our colleagues and friends, and you all put on a great event. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a great event. John's done a wonderful job on that. He's done it. That was his 15th year. Doing that CBC tournament, and the support's been incredible by the community, and it raises a lot of money.
He has been a great supporter to CBC. We love CBC. I'm not a CBC alum, but I felt like one that day. Our good friend Mike Shannon is, and many others. Well, Chuck, this is you talk about great events. August 24th at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway is a big one. The world's watching. We have media members from all over the world there. We have drivers from all over the world there. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500. How did Bomarito get involved, and what does this do for the community and for yourself?
Well, the whole thing got started with a small package for NHRA. You know, Worldwide Technology Raceway has many races, NHRA, NASCAR truck, IndyCar, and hundreds of other events throughout the year. But we did a small promotion with them for NHRA. Got a phone call 6 months later. A young driver for NASCAR truck named Jordan Anderson needed some tires. And then said he'd put our name on the truck if we gave him some tires, some money. So we gave him some money for tires and ended up with a NASCAR truck team. And when they got IndyCar, when we found out Curtis got IndyCar, you know, I told John, I said, look, we got to put your name on this. I mean, it's, you know, we're a St. Louis car company. We're a brand. And let's help bring this back to the community.
When Curtis tried to lift that track back up, it was NHRA that became the anchor. So that makes a lot of sense. They really got this thing started. But IndyCar took it to another level. It is a huge event. It's a great event. Everyone knows about the Indy 500. This is a smaller track, but no less action. It is a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's an oval, but it's an egg-shaped oval. You know, one and two are wider. Three and four are much tighter. So it's a challenging course to drive. It's very fast. Speeds of 200 miles an hour between two concrete walls. But and it's become a big hit for IndyCar. IndyCar is very excited about it. We're the third largest race now on the circuit.
Wow.
We're the last oval. You know, Indy 500 obviously is first, and then you've got Long Beach, the street course, and then you got the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway.
A lot of people buzzing about it, including all those folks in Indiana that love to come over here for racing. You know they're going to be here, and St. Louisans have a chance to really celebrate a St. Louis track. That's the other thing, is this track is in the shadow of the arch, basically. I mean, it is St. Louis's racetrack.
Yeah, it's five minutes from downtown. It's just across the river. It's an easy drive. And the racetrack's in great shape. The investment that Curtis has put in over there, I mean, it's a world-class facility. If you haven't been there in a long time, you bump into a lot of people say, I was here a long time ago. It's nothing like that. It's a world-class raceway.
You should make a weekend of it. Go to a Cardinals game and
the race. So make a whole weekend, because there is a weekend. Thursdays there's a fan fest at Busch Stadium. Friday there's qualifying, and there are other things too, other races, NASCAR, K&N, Indy Lights. There's much more too. I mean, there's
Pro Mazda. There's a vintage IndyCar race.
There's so much going on in one weekend. The race itself is Saturday night, and this race looks excellent under the lights. But I want to talk about what you have set up in your premium seating. You have a hospitality suite that is just off the charts. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we have a Bomarito hospitality area that this will be our third year. And this is the first time we've opened it to the public. It's always been for our employees and special guests. But we've had so many people ask us, you know, they get there and they want to come in. So it's the first time we've opened it to the public, and it's a one-price ticket. It's got parking, sugar fire, beer, wine, refreshments all day long, cooling area. And it's you go to bomb.com and take a look at it, because it's got the pictures and the video. Me talking about it doesn't do it justice.
Right.
But so, it's a great space. You pit, paddock, parking, everything's included.
No, you're doing a great job of it, because all those things you need, parking, private bathrooms. Earlier in the day with the sun beating down, and although the weather's going to be really good, you want to have a little coverage from that. You want to have the drinks and the food. It's kind of like, although this doesn't have coverage from the sun, it's kind of like green seats at Busch Stadium. When you go to a Cardinals game, man, you want to be treated well. And that's what this is all about, these Bomarito seats.
Yeah, it's a plus it's you also get a seat. You get a premium ticket in the grandstand, so you can go back and forth and do anything you want.
That's cool.
And it's right by our hospitality area, so you don't walk halfway around the track. It's right next to the hospitality area. And our the first level is fence high. It goes all the way up to the fence on the out of turn four, and then there's a section 16 feet above that. So, you know, there's furniture to sit. There's high top tables. I got an IndyCar bar. There's an actual IndyCar.
That's awesome.
Up in the area. It's the bars around. It's something to see, but it's a great ticket.
I like
and
that.
You can go to, also for general information, you go to Worldwide Technologies website and get more information also.
The racetrack's website is wwtraceway.com. Buy these tickets at bomarito.com. Pit row access before and after the race. That's the other great thing about this is families and those who've never attended a race. Your first race should be this one. This is a great one because there's so many things to do and see.
Yeah, it's fast. It's an oval. I mean, you know, street courses and road courses are fun, but, you know, normally the guy that's leading the race with 10, 12, 15 to go, he wins. On an oval track, that'll switch four or five times in four or five laps.
Chuck Wallace, what's going on over at Bomarito? Everybody excited about this?
Oh, yeah, the company's excited. We're so happy to be a part of it. You know, I mean, this is this weekend alone will be worth over $50 million to the St. Louis economy, and it's not just racing. There's the track has a rumble before the roar, which is music. There's music stages, the midway back behind the grandstands. It's kind of like a state fair. There's all kinds of things to do for everybody in the family.
It's a great St. Louis event. I love thinking back to that first one a couple years ago. This will be the third one they've had. But the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, I'm sitting in the grandstands, got a nice cold beer, a bunch of people in from out of town that I was visiting with, and the arch and downtown skyline over my left shoulder and the action in front of me. I'm like, is there a better sports event than this right now? It's awesome.
No, I mean, here you got the St. Louis Cardinals, you got the Stanley Cup, you know, champion Blues, and now you got world-class racing at the Worldwide Technology Raceway. It's something. And, you know, there's something there for everyone. You know, I always tell people it's not like baseball, it's not like football, it's not like hockey. I mean, those guys go through a tunnel, and they come out, and you might get a baseball, you might get a foul ball or something. But, you know, with these in racing, with these tickets, with the pit and paddock, you and your children can go right up into the garages, and you can talk to the owners, you can talk to the drivers. They're very accessible. They're great people. You can get as close as you and I are. And see million-dollar cars and technology and transporters. There's a lot to see.
They give you some great access, Bomarito does, at bomarito.com to purchase your tickets for the Bomarito Premium Hospitality Suite tickets. Tickets to the race, parking, access to the pits, unlimited sugar fire barbecue all day. Oh, that's dangerous. Beer, wine, soda, water, all of it. Excellent. Love it. Bomarito.com for the Bomarito Automotive Group 500, which is Saturday, August 24th. Thank you, Chuck Wallace, for being with us. I'll see you over at the track.
Well, thank you very much for having me. We appreciate it. Look forward to it. See you at the track.
How about that? The phone's ringing off the hook. They're already calling him for tickets. Chuck Wallace with us. KMOX Profiles continues with the president of IndyCar, Jay Fry. And he has a St. Louis connection. We'll tell you about that after this on KMOX.
Now back to Profiles on St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
Tom Ackerman back with you on KMOX, joined now by the president of IndyCar, and that is Jay Fry. I should also introduce you as a former Missouri Tiger, a Mizzou alum. How are you, Jay?
Good morning. Great, Tom. How about you?
I'm doing well. You were a player for the Missouri Tigers, tight end and offensive tackle.
Excited about the Tigers' upcoming season. Coach Odom, Coach Hill are good friends, and we get back. I was there, I guess, a month or so ago. Our oldest daughter went to volleyball camp, and then I go back usually once a year to speak to the seniors-to-be about life after football, that type of thing. So it's, we try to stay very connected, very proud of our Missouri Tigers.
I love hearing that. Coach Odom called into my show not long ago when the Cardinals were struggling. They had just lost to the Dodgers. He called in. I said, Coach, we need a pep talk. We need a pep talk from you big time. He gave one, and they're undefeated
they're
since then.
That's pretty good.
I bet.
That's really good.
Yep. Yeah. So the Cardinals will be in town when IndyCar is on August 24th for the Bomberito Automotive Group 500. I have to think that's a good thing. I mean, you want as many people in town as possible. Go see everything. Go see a Cards game. Go see the race on Saturday night, because that race at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway is going to be excellent, isn't it?
Yes. I think it's obviously St. Louis is a great sports town. So that, like you mentioned, you can sample lots of different things. We'd love for them to all come sample, IndyCar race on Saturday night. It's a great event. It's growing every year. Curtis and Chris have done a phenomenal job. They've exceeded all of our expectations. Every time we've asked them to do anything, they've done that and then some. So this event, we feel it's going to be, it's really good right now, and we feel it's going to really grow more into the future too. So we're really excited to be coming back to St. Louis next week.
Jay Fry is the president of IndyCar. What has Curtis Francois done with that track specifically that's made it such a great attraction and venue?
Well, I think, he has a great plan, a great vision, from repaving, the racetrack, the pit road, the fan amenities that's going on, the, ingress, egress of the traffic. They really leave no stone unturned. It's pretty amazing when you go, we'll go there to test and the venue looks one way. And then when we come back for the race, it looks much different. It's, it's dressed because it's, game day. And they've really, I think, made it a really cool fan experience. Obviously it's right there, next to downtown St. Louis. So you can see the arch. It's just the ambiance of the whole facility is getting better and better every year. So we're very appreciative, and they're very good partners.
And Chris Blair, the general manager of the racetrack, he gets after it, doesn't he? I mean, they are busy over there. They're a 365-day-a-year venue, which is great for the city.
Yeah, Chris, I get texts from him or calls from him all the time with his ideas, quote-unquote. And they're amazing ideas. Sometimes they're a little, I'm not quite sure how we could possibly do them, but it makes us think, too, as we go. One of the things we do is the three-wide salute there to the Indy 500, which is pretty cool. The fireworks on the backstretch, it is pretty it's quite a sight to see the cars come down the front stretch three-wide, to do the salute. So he's always thinking. He's a great friend, great promoter. And, again, that's, partly we see it coming back every year with the more and more fans coming out to check it out. And what's really amazing, it appears that most of them that have come to check it out are coming back, which is the key. So we're proud of Chris.
Yeah, I noticed that when I was there the first year, so in 2017, for the Bomberito Automotive Group 500, and I'm sitting in the grandstands, and I'm surrounded by people from out of town, and I could hear, and I asked where they were from, and most of them, Jay, were from Indianapolis, or from Indiana. They're racing fans, and they knew it's within driving distance. We can get there. We can see our favorite drivers, and they were already impressed. I think that's an important thing. You're getting a lot of out-of-town visitors.
Yeah, well, I think that's good for the region there, obviously, right, when you have, tourists coming in. And the Midwest is, we're very strong in the Midwest. Mid-Ohio is a great event. Indianapolis 500, Gateway, there's a lot of things going on, Road America. So we think it's great that our fans kind of travel around with it. There's the core fans that get to see different kind of venues from, short ovals to super speedways to road courses, you know, to that type of thing. So it's you can catch them all in a pretty short distance, I guess, driving wise. One of the things too, you mentioned the Bomberitos are, in our opinion, a template of how a local sponsorship, a regional sponsorship should work. They do a phenomenal job. They're great partners to the facility, great partners to us. And we couldn't be more proud of that relationship either.
That's good to hear. John Bomberito and his group, Chuck Wallace, they really are great. You know, you spent a lot of year in NASCAR, Jay. Do you think it's important? You have a NASCAR K&N race during this weekend for NASCAR fans to sample IndyCar and for IndyCar fans to sample NASCAR and vice versa?
Absolutely. I think, you know, they're all racing fans. They like motorsports. So each one has its own unique platform that, you know, ours is we're fast and loud. You know, there's different things that we do that other series don't do, and there's things other series do that we don't do. So it's, once you sample all of it, you know, it's good for the health of the entire industry. You know, that the race fans come out, check us out. You know, we have it's a back-to-back that day on Saturday, which is kind of cool. I think that you can come in and see a great show, different kinds of shows on the same day on Saturday. So yeah, I think it's very important.
I think it's really important to note that racing in general, whether it's NHRA, NASCAR, or your IndyCar, they're accessible. You can get into the pits. You can visit with the drivers before and after the race. Bomberito is offering a hospitality ticket that gets you access to the pits before and after. And the drivers are always happy to sign autographs. The crew will let you take a look at the car. That's not seen in any other sport.
Yeah, that's something that we're very proud of, the fans' access to our athletes. And even the, you know, the close-up of the cars, we raced at, you know, Circuit of the Americas this year, COTA, in Austin, Texas, and they have an Formula One race there also. Well, this was the first year IndyCar was there, and the fans were amazed at how close they could get to the cars, and that's not any disrespect to Formula One. It's just a different approach that they have, but the fans at COTA could walk right up to the car, could come right in the garage area. The drivers were walking around. So that's the same thing that happens at Gateway, obviously. And again, we're proud of that. Our drivers are great. They're always wanting to stop and talk, get a picture. So it's something we're proud of that too.
And just overall this season, have you been happy with how things have gone?
Yeah, the championships, you know, there's really four drivers. I think there's 10 that are still mathematically eligible with four races to go. Probably four, well, there's four within, I think, 62 points. So that's close to top two or within 16 points. So every lap counts, you know, and every finish counts. So we're, you know, looking forward to having a phenomenal end of the season and a phenomenal championship.
There's a fan fest on Thursday at Busch Stadium. There's qualifying on Friday at Worldwide Technology Raceway at Gateway. And Saturday is the race, Saturday night, August 24th. Get your tickets now at WWTRaceway.com. And that's the final thing I want to ask you, is just this involvement of Worldwide Technology. They have jumped in. They put their name on the track. What do you hear about what they want to do in the future?
Well, that's also an unbelievable experience. We were there for the announcement at their facility. Just a massive amount of technology, a massive amount of great ideas. Again, you put together, you know, Chris and Curtis, the Bomberito group, that group. It's putting this all together to make this a worldwide racing venue experience, that type of thing. It's a very exciting time, and I think, you know, the facility's been there for a while, but I think the future is very bright for all these people that are putting in, you know, it's great ideas, it's equity, it's long-term vision, long-term plans. We couldn't be more proud to be part of it.
Yeah, I was at that announcement as well, and I thought that was very well done, and it was very exciting to hear about St. Louis as trying to become America's premier racing city. Jay Fry, formerly with Anheuser-Busch and the University of Missouri, you have great connections to us, and it's great to hear you talk about St. Louis in such a positive light and as a sports city, and we can't wait to have the IndyCar race, the Bomberito Automotive Group 500, in our town. Looking forward to it very much on August 24th.
Yes. Well, please come out and see us. A big fan of everything St. Louis, and we look forward to seeing everybody in a week or so.
Can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. The drivers, the cars, the racing teams, the sights, the sounds. It's the Bomarito Automotive Group 500 at Worldwide Technology Raceway, Saturday, August 24th. Jay Fry, the president of IndyCar. I'm Tom Ackerman. Thank you for joining us in this edition of KMOX Profiles.
You've been listening to Profiles. If you missed any of this episode or want to hear other profiles, go to KMOX.com and click on demand.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.